Senator Kamala Harris is the first biracial woman of Jamaican and South Asian descent on a major party ticket. What does her nomination mean to American history and the present time we're living in?
I think it shows that the Democratic Party is moving first in a more liberal direction than it has recently, and second, that people of color are a larger and larger block in the party. They are a larger percentage of the voters, and so leading Democrats can't take them for granted, as in some cases they have in the past. And so that's sending a fairly powerful message to people of color in this country.
Would you say that this year's election and Kamala's nomination is especially unique, or does it reflect previous patterns of American party politics?
Her nomination is certainly unique. Obviously, she's the first. It reflects a trend that's been going on for a long time. The trend is the growth of people of color in the United States as the U.S. moves more and more toward being a majority-minority country, as the description is usually used. That is, a majority will be a mix of people of color rather than the white majority that we've had. And we can see this if you break it down state by state by looking at the Electoral College. There have been political scientists in the past who have predicted that sometime around 2020, several major states will flip to the Democratic Party, Florida, Texas, and Arizona in particular, because of mostly because of the growing numbers of Latinx people in the states, but also the growing numbers of other minorities and the decline in the number of whites. And so I think Kamala Harris is, yes, she is unique. She is the first, but probably she's the first of many. It's a trend, I think is the way to think of it.
Senator Harris's background as a prosecutor and self-proclaimed role as a top cop is controversial amongst the left. How do you think she'll be accepted by the left, especially amidst the national spotlight on police brutality?
Well, I think the left probably would have liked somebody who was closer to their political views. I've read several articles in the National News, New York Times, Los Angeles Times, and other papers that have said that people with a more liberal viewpoint have been slow to accept her. She is has some very liberal views. She is actually has one of the most liberal voting records in the Senate, but her background included, yes, her time as a prosecutor, in which she wanted to be a top cop, put a lot of people in prison, especially a lot of people of color. She personally said she opposed the death penalty, but when we had two propositions on the ballot in California in 2016, one to hurry up the death penalty and the other to abolish it, she didn't take a position. And that disappointed a lot of people on the left. And I actually do some research on the death penalty. And so I've talked with a bunch of people who think that her position was really disappointing. But if you go back to the earlier questions you asked, she is the first woman of color who is on the ticket, the first Black, the first South Asian. And she may not be everybody's favorite person, but on the other hand, that's a big step forward. And I think a lot of people will respond to that very positively. So I think she will have an impact on the election.
Based on Joe Biden's age, some are predicting that Kamala will be the Democratic nominee for 2024. Do you think that this could be a reality?
Oh, yes. Because Biden is so old. He has already said he will only run for one term. And vice presidents are traditionally among the top picks for the nomination the next time out. Given his age, there's even some chance that he will step down or not be able to finish out his term. And so she may actually be the president before the 2024 election. But regardless of his health, he's out in one term, and vice presidents are always up there. It doesn't mean she's going to get the nomination, but certainly she's one of the top two or three people to have a shot at it.
What do you think that this candidacy could potentially mean for democracy in the future?
That's a tough
pretty
question.
Far out. Yeah, pretty far out. But based on your own analysis and your own studies and kind of understanding the patterns of American politics, do you have any insight about where we could be going and, you know, what this turning point represents for America?
I think it represents for America what people on the left would say is a good direction, people on the right will say is a bad direction. And it's probably going to be pretty tough. And the direction is toward an increased focus on racial politics, which I think for the country is in some ways good, some ways bad. We saw it with Barack Obama and the rise of the Tea Party. The Tea Party just sprung out of nowhere when Barack Obama became the presidential candidate for the Democrats. And his prominence drew out a lot of people who were racially prejudiced. And that's a problem for the country. The flip side is, it's just like Black Lives Matter movement, it gives us an opportunity to address enormously important issues that we've been trying to ignore as a country. And I think Kamala Harris is going to continue that trend. As vice president, if she becomes president, the same thing, the parties will become more focused on race and issues related to race, which is tough. It draws out the hate, but on the other hand, as the Black Lives Matters movement shows, it draws out opportunities to change things.
Do you have any additional comments?
I guess I think that Kamala Harris is going to be pushed into the spotlight. She is not a candidate that a lot of people anticipated would play a central role in politics, but because of our country's hundreds of years old problems with race, she's going to become the focus of a lot of people from both parties. We're going to have to start dealing more and more with problems of race in this country, which I think is a good thing. Although, unfortunately, it's also going to draw a lot of hate, which I think is obviously sad, very sad. But she is a candidate who is going to be written about for 100 years, I think.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for coming on air today, Professor Smith.
My pleasure.